Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. How you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, that's okay. We won't hold it against you. Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. Each and every program, we try to have a main theme or a main focus. And today, well, here we are, since it's the month of love and Valentine's Day is this week, we're going to be talking about agape love. Agape love is God's unconditional love for you and for me with no strings attached. So today we're talking about God's agape love on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today you and I, friend, are talking about God's agape love. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 says, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" Friend, one of his greatest promises to us is that nothing can separate us from the love of God. No tribulation or distress we might ever suffer can take away the power of his love. And in fact, his love will even carry us through those things. And honestly, this tells me so much that I cannot read God's love for me by my circumstances alone, and that's often my greatest temptation. Because sometimes, have you ever thought, how could a loving God allow this to happen to me? But the Lord never promised, friend, that you and I would ever escape hardship, persecution, poverty, or even danger. In fact, he kind of promised the opposite. But the promise is that his love for us would be greater than any and all circumstances, friend, that you and I might have to endure. So consider the life of Jesus. He went to the cross and died an excruciating death. He didn't escape difficulties. He experienced them more than anyone could even imagine. So allow his death to settle on any questions you have about the love of God. Don't ever judge God's love for you based on circumstances alone, but rather evaluate your circumstances from God's point of view, which is love. It's his main motive for everything that happens to you.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
That's right, you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, talking about God's agape love. Isaiah 53 verse 4 says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This pivotal chapter in the book of Isaiah talks about the Messiah. That's Jesus. And in the New Testament, Jesus said, there was no greater love than that a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus made it clear that love, the deepest love, involved sacrifice. For some of us, we sacrifice our time, sacrifice our resources, our money. Jesus sacrificed his life for you and me, friend. That is truly agape love. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be tagging along with you. I pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. Our weekend was actually quite well. My wife actually went to work yesterday. She had to work for a few hours. Had a chance to catch up on some reading and some work, so that was always nice. But regardless, I pray that this weekend is a restful one and an opportunity for you to spend with your loved ones as well. Today we're talking about God's agape love. In Romans chapter 8, verse 38, it says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Friend, there isn't anything. If you are a child of God, there isn't anything that separates you and the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
More love, more power, more of you in my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. More love, more power, more of you in my
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth, our
prophet, priest, and king. He has triumphed o'er sin's fatal curse. Of death, where is thy sting? There is no other name. There is no other name under heaven whereby we are saved. There is no other name. Jesus, that name Jehovah saves, O seed of Abraham. By the blood of his cross he has laid salvation's perfect plan. There is no other name. There is no other name under heaven whereby we are saved. There is no merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. Who would have thought that a Lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men.
Reminder today from Steve Camp that there is no other name. That's right. There is no other name under heaven to mankind by which we must be saved. And that is, of course, Jesus, the living Son of God. Praise the Lord. Steve Camp, and there is no other name. Well, friend, today we've been focusing on God's agape love. And if you really think about it, if you really think about the love that he has for you and for me, will just bring you to tears. Praise the Lord for his love. Thank you, Jesus. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. If you want to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. I love getting listener notes. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, I pray that you bask in his agape love. And in the midst of that, don't forget that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.